The sound of a woman coming down the hallway in high heels echoed through the room.
Are you expecting someone?
No.
Victoria Tremaine walked into the room, two men in suits behind her. She saw me, stopped, and stared. I stared back. I'd seen a recording of her, but we'd never met in person. She was thin, impeccably dressed, with the kind of face that made people say, good bones despite wrinkled skin. High cheekbones, strong yet feminine jawline, narrow nose, large eyes. Given that set of features, most women would look beautiful. My grandmother didn't. She looked hard and vicious, like a velociraptor in human skin. Even her platinum hair, cut in a pixie style, did nothing to soften the impact. Vulnerable or unsure weren't even in her vocabulary. And when she turned to glower at Rogan, I saw my father in her profile. They had the same aquiline nose. Rogan stepped forward on my left. Linus Duncan stepped forward on my right.
This farce has gone on long enough. That child is mine. She belongs to my house.
No, I don't belong to you or anyone else.
She petitioned the state of Texas for recognition of her powers. She is in the book. It is done.
Linus?
I'm a witness. I'm honor-bound to protect her, Victoria. You know how this works.
Victoria Tremaine's eyes narrowed.
I'm taking her out of here.
I'm afraid I can't allow that.
The keeper's eyes turned completely black. No white remained. Darkness shivered in the alcoves between the books and grew, slithering across the walls, swallowing the light. A living, terrible darkness. An ancient, primal thing. Every hair on the back of my neck rose. Blue fire sheathed Michael's hands, burning bright against the rising black tide that smothered the ceiling.
You know the rules, Victoria. You will have no contact with any member of the Baylor family. You'll make no effort to disrupt these trials. We wouldn't want any unpleasantness.
Rage shivered in the corners of my grandmother's mouth. She glared at me.
You will regret this.
Her gaze stabbed at Rogan.
You should have returned my calls. You think you have her, but you'll never keep her. She'll dump you the moment the scroll gets a request.
She turned around and marched out, her human Rottweilers in tow.